Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 27, 2009. U.S. Congress delegation visits the Gaza Strip and the Israeli municipality hands demolition orders to Palestinian families in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A U.S. Congress delegation visited the Gaza Strip through the Erez crossing that connects northern Gaza with Israel. The delegation visited areas in the Strip that were attacked by Israel during the 22-day Qassam-led offensive earlier this year. The group then met with John King, the director of UN operations in Gaza, before leaving the Strip. Meanwhile, the Israeli military invaded border areas in central Gaza Strip. Local sources said that 5 tanks and 2 bulldozers invaded Al Buraj refugee camp and opened fire at residents' homes. The bulldozers leveled 3 homes that were already damaged during the Qassam-led operation. No injuries were reported. Elsewhere, a number of Palestinian families in East Jerusalem received demolition orders for their homes. The Israeli municipality said that the homes are built without the needed permission. Palestinian sources say that around 1,200 homes and other structures owned by Palestinian families have been given demolition orders since the start of this year. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given Palestinian residents permissions to build homes, while it continues to construct settlements in and around the city, an act which is illegal by international law. In other news, the Israeli military decided to transfer a Palestinian political prisoner from the West Bank to Gaza. 49-year-old Farid al-Akhras from the southern West Bank city of Hebron was kidnapped 4 days ago. According to his lawyer, the military court did not charge al-Akhras. The decision to send al-Akhras to Gaza was made because the man was born in Gaza. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Bannoura.